Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Happy Thursday to you. Hope it's a great day for you. And I hope you're coming up on a great 4th of July here in a couple of days. My wife's birthday tomorrow. Going to be celebrating that. She has no idea what I've got planned, but it's experiential. And it's going to be fun. Speaking of fun, Dr. Jill Hubbard, fun person. Love being on radio with you, doing life with her over the years. And then Dr. Daniel Amen is on with us. Dr. Amen, welcome. So glad to have you back. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Always love being with you. Hey, Jill.
Hey.
Nice to be with you as well.
Yes. It's great to hear your voice. Fun to have you on.
You know, Dr. Amen, when you were on before, there was some, I mean, not great news about attention deficit disorder and the future. And having that little dilemma, I want to be sure that people know that you really do need to get this stuff treated and do the best you can with it, because as we were talking about, attention deficit disorder along with a history of drug use can really set you up for some problems. So could you just talk a minute about how do we, as you say, put the brain in the healthiest environment possible?
Well, you know, I mean, just think of Robin Williams, who had ADD, then a substance abuse problem. Ended up with Lewy body dementia that often goes with Parkinson's disease, and then committed suicide. So we want to teach children to love and care for their brains and put it in a healing environment. That way it helps decrease the incidence of drug, alcohol, and tobacco use, which just makes the whole ADD journey worse. And too many people think of it as a fad. When left untreated, it just devastates people's lives. A third of people with ADD don't finish high school. 52% have issues with substance abuse. There's a higher incidence, divorce, incarceration, bankruptcy, and so on. And I really want to get rid of the idea of naming these things as you're defective, but rather optimizing the physical functioning of your brain so you live better, you feel better, you interact better. And that's sort of the whole point behind the end of mental illness. I hate the term mental illness. It's shaming, stigmatizing. And I think we should trash it and basically replace it with brain health. Because if we put the brain in a healing environment, your focus is better, your mood is better, your decisions are better, and so on.
Right.
Well,
and,
go ahead, Jill.
Well, and getting the young people, like you were saying, to start recognizing, excuse me, that they need to protect their brains now, because, you know, young people think they're invincible. But starting young, I think, is probably better. And I don't know if you remember, and I know we're going into the break, but you did a brain scan on me 15 years ago. And let's just say it wasn't pretty.
Well, but I'll tell you this. You know, I was watching television as an adult, and all these people were talking about this thing. And I said, "These they're talking about me." And then they got to what that was. It was attention deficit disorder. And I had had all these things, like teacher's saying your brain goes faster than your pen writes or your pencil, and just different things like that. It was such a relief to know there was something. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a weirdo. It was calm, and there was a treatment for it. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and also Dr. Daniel Amen, a gift of any amount. And I am going to send you a copy of The End of Mental Illness. What a great book. Concept being that maybe we've gotten it all wrong when it comes to these things that affect our brain. It's the brain that we're dealing with. Let's go to Barbara, Cincinnati, Ohio. WCVX is the station. Hi there, how are you? You're on with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn, and Dr. Daniel Amen. How can we help?
Okay, hi. Yeah,
hi.
My first comment I want to make is I had a brain tumor when I was 14 back in 1970, and I'm have visual damage from it, and I have frontal lobe damage, and then I have a problem with hoarding and being able to throw things away and stuff, and so I don't know if I need medication for that. And then also I came across an article in this some of my clutter I was looking through, a magazine from 2009. It was a Discover magazine. It says this scientist here says, according to scientific research, people can listen to a brain fitness computer program to help rebuild the brain matter that has turned flabby with age. Their findings indicate that the brain can reshape itself based upon the data it derives from personal thoughts. Is that something that Dr. Amen works with, or is that true? Or
what do you think about that, Dr. Amen?
So many things to talk about, Barbara. Hoarding.
Yeah, this guy's name was Richard W. Wesserill is the guy that wrote this article.
He wants to talk to you about the hoarding first, so let's see what he has to say.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Talk about neuroplasticity, but hoarding, a lot of people think is an OCD phenomenon, but on scans, OCD is where the brain actually works too hard. In my experience, there's a very different brain pattern from checkers than hoarders. So people who compulsively check, their brain generally works too hard. People who hoard, their brain is very much like the ADD brain, where the front part of the brain is sleepy. And that probably came from the damage secondary to treating your brain tumor. And so sometimes medications like a stimulant can just help you organize better your thoughts so you can start throwing things out. And what I tell my patients, if you haven't seen it, thought about it, or used it in a year, give it away or throw it away. The other thing you mentioned about brain fitness and neuroplasticity, that's sort of the headline news over the last 20 years in neuroscience, is you're not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better. We can prove it. And so your thoughts matter. Your habits matter. What you do as far as nutrition, supplements, all of that matters. And you can have a better brain tomorrow if you nourish it and get better sleep tonight.
And I love the fact that with all the things that you do, you really want people to change what they're thinking and what they're saying to themselves, the ants part of your treatment. Can you talk to her about that just a little bit? I think that's one of the things she's interested in.
Well, I did a study on negative thoughts and versus positive thoughts. And positive thoughts actually help to enhance your brain. Negative thoughts drop the function in your frontal lobes, in your temporal lobes. So frontal lobes, you're going to have more issues with judgment when you think negatively. Your temporal lobe, so your memory is not going to be good. But what really surprised me, your cerebellum drops. And why should you care? Your cerebellum's involved with coordination, but also thought coordination, how quickly you can integrate new information. negativity causes people to be confused and uncoordinated. So if you think of an athletic slump, it often comes from negative thoughts. But if you can think on, this is Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, right, lovely, good, excellent, worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on those things, then your brain is actually likely to work better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. And I'm going to send you this book. You hold on. I'll get it to you. The End of Mental Illness. You know, some of you loved it when we had Ron Archer on, and he and his wife and my wife, we all got together for a couple of days. And he has memorized 2,000 scriptures, and he's such a bright guy. And I'm telling you, he's got a brain that is working. It is working very, very well. Let's go to Sarah.
Okay.
Oh, yes, Jill.
Well, I just wanted to add one more thought about the hoarding.
Good.
And Dr. Amen, I love what you said about that, because you're right. We tend to go for the OCD angle. But in that, you know, in the fact that we're more shut down with the hoarding, it just proves the fact that you need to bring people into that world, non-shaming people, to help you sort through things and to let go and to, you know, kind of categorize the memories here and processing that a lot of times it's just too overwhelming. You can't do it on your own. So there are people that love to help with that.
My 11-year-old daughter, Amelia, has a great, great treatment for hoarding. And you might need something to kind of get the brain going, motivated to let something go. But she had this little shirt the other day, love it, outgrown it. She said, "Yes, Mom, I need to give it to Goodwill. I'd like to take a picture of it first so I can have it forever." Mm-hmm. So I think that can really help you. Sometimes you just take a picture and say, "Okay, I've got it. I don't have to forget this. I won't forget this. It's mine forever." Let's go to Donna. She's calling us from, I believe she's calling from Bowling Green, listens on the internet. Donna, you're on with Dr. Amen. Welcome. How you doing?
How are you doing?
Doing all
good.
Right.
I know you're doing good.
You sound good. Thank you.
I have a question for Dr. Amen.
I've got
a long-term problem here. My husband actually came out and was treated by your clinic. A doctor didn't see you, had spectrographs. 2009 or 10, had an evaluation. At that time, he was getting depressive cycles where he had like a pseudo-dementia at the time. And he stopped to read and, you know, and I'm the wife, of course, telling you all this. So putting up with this, we had marital dissension over the years, too. So anyway, the what I'm wanting to tell you is, I'm losing my train of thought, that your recommendation was to get a sleep apnea study, which he eventually got. I could get him to do it. He's a retired veterinarian. After 2 years, he has severe sleep apnea. He has obstructive, central, and REM sleep disorder. And then eventually I am working towards this summer. He has really gotten a lot worse. He's really talking a lot about the COVID. He can't figure out things. He's always really down about everybody doing anything, and he's just very difficult to talk to. But we are getting along better. We're living in separate dwellings, and I want to let you know that. So,
what is the question for Dr. Amen?
What he's had at this new clinic that's at University of Cincinnati is all these testing, everything to rule out, everything to Lewy body, and he's had a DAT scan, which I think is a spectrograph here. He's had the MRI. He's had...
Okay. So what's the question for Dr. Amen?
You already said that.
I know, but we need to get to the question because we're going to run out of time on you here.
People are just telling me that, I mean, his sister just said he sounds like he's getting a depression again. I know that he's saying in this, and he's not doing things he normally does, and he's talking really out of his head and not really able to control it. So let me just end there. Did I ask you something?
Yeah, that's good enough. I think Dr. Amen can take it from there. All right, thank you.
Well, I think this is a really important call, Donna. You know, if we saw him 10 years ago and we didn't think he was demented, that rather he had pseudo-dementia, is that depression can often masquerade as Alzheimer's disease or as other forms of dementia. And we're in what I call pandemic cubed. You know, initially it was pandemic squared. The pandemic, COVID-19 and the isolation, stay-at-home orders, the damage to the economy, it caused the second pandemic, which is anxiety, depression, addiction. I mean, people just are afraid. But pandemic cubed is take those two things and add the killing of George Floyd and subsequently the protests and the riots. It has flipped so many people into this very dark place. I mean, even people that were managing the pandemic really well, all of a sudden, boom, they're in a dark place. And so if he has a vulnerability to depression, what's happened in our society is clearly going to make that worse. And oh, by the way, and Steve, you know this, if you don't get the sleep apnea appropriately treated, well, your brain is going to suffer in a big way. And so doing all of these tests, I mean, sounds reasonable to me, to really work to get his brain right, but then to make sure he's working with someone like Jill, to not just allow his brain to go to the darkness, but rather more toward the light. And people who see this pandemic as permanent, global, and they have no control, their depression is going to get so much worse that those of us that are really working to be resilient, we know it's temporary, it's local, you know, what's happening in my community that I can have some control over, you're going to be more likely to get out of this thing without damaging your mind.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Can I say one thing?
One more thing. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
He has two patches on his temporal lobe that were could be diagnostic if there were two patches on the other temporal lobe of FTD. Does that mean anything to the doctor? You also recommended,
you know,
when he if he's not improving, to go ahead and get ruled out for a...
It just sounds like sounds like he really does need to see somebody. And wouldn't you agree, Dr. Amen?
Or a re-eval after 10 years?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
No, and we'd be happy to see him again because we have his scan from before.
Okay, so I'll send you the end of mental illness. Let me just tell everybody this. Here's one thing that Dr. Amen has no supplement for, and that is willingness. And you just, you have to become willing to try some things you've never tried before, or I call them the fatal excuses of staying the same. What is that fatal excuse that prevents you from doing something you've never done before? You know, oh, well, I don't want this or that. Hey, you got to work through that. And on the other side of that could be something pretty amazing. All right,
but
let's go to Angie.
Steve, when you get treated for your depression and anxiety, often your willingness goes up. So you have
that
to be willing to at least do one thing to then get to
it compounds.
Elevated mood.
It's like compounding interest. A little bit of willingness, you get the help, more willingness comes on.
That's right.
And then you can do a lot of stuff. All right, Angela, hold on. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, more with Dr. Daniel Amen. AmenClinics.com. You can find supplements. You can find his books there. You can find where the clinics are and the different levels of treatment, the different things that they have. I've seen they've had family plans, and I've seen financing plans and all of that. We want to see people get well. I don't want anybody to do anything you don't need to do. How do you know what you need to do if you don't get the kind of help and assessment? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. So glad you're with us today. Really grateful that you're here.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're on with Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Jill is the author of a lot of different books, Secrets Women Keep, but also Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, a great one. Dr. Daniel Amen, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. But today we're talking about the new book, and that is The End of Mental Illness, A Gift of Any Amount. If you have a dollar, you send it. I'm going to send you this book. Of course, your dollar will be matched. $100 matched with another $100. But right now, we're going to talk with Angela from Chicago, and she listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 131, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Hi there. How are you today? What's going on?
I'm doing well. I have an 11-year-old who has ADHD, and I've actually been to Dr. Amen's. I discovered him on the attitudemagazine.com, and we did the assessment online because we're nowhere near an Amen clinic, obviously. And he matched with the Ring of Fire, and I was wondering, does Dr. Amen have any ideas for supplements or things? Because I was living with undiagnosed adult ADD, and I'm as the older he gets, although he is better, we still have to tell him step by step everything he has to do, and I'm seeing him fall into similar patterns that I've lived throughout my life. I'm live with depression. I also find the older I get, the more my anxiety increases, and I have never fallen into substance abuse, but that's a real risk factor with people like this. So I was wondering what does he suggest?
Okay, maybe, Dr. Amen, you could start by explaining Ring of Fire to everybody, and then what is the best path for Angela and her son?
So when I first started doing scans in 1991, I thought ADD was one thing. Often decreased activity in the front part of your brain when you try to concentrate. And a lot of people with ADD actually had that pattern, but clearly not everyone. And over the first 5 years, I described six different types of ADD, with the Ring of Fire being just one of the most interesting types. And rather than it's caused by low activity in the brain, it's like there's way too much activity going on in the brain. It was like the brain was way too busy. And so you look like you have ADD, but stimulants, by and large, make that type worse 8 times out of 10. And so with this type, hyperactive, restless, impulsive, disorganized, procrastinate, but worry, mood instability, irritability, oppositional, they're too sensitive to noise, to touch, can often be sensitive to light, and even the foods that they eat. And the strategies I've learned that work is please don't stimulate their brain. What we do for most people who have ADD, you need to calm this thing down. We actually make a supplement to help calm the brain called Neuralink. And it's been one of our best strategies. But then you also have to know, so why is his brain so busy? And sometimes it's allergies to gluten, dairy, corn, or soy. So we'll often do an elimination diet. My wife has a cookbook called The Brain Warrior's Way Cookbook. And in all 125 recipes that taste amazing, there's no gluten, dairy, corn, or soy. Obviously, no artificial dyes and sweeteners. It's clearly worth trying that for just a couple of weeks to see if that won't have a positive effect. And then fish oil can be helpful, but not just any fish oil. We found that fish oil higher in EPA, so So two major components of fish oil, either DHA or EPA, DHA more helpful for anxiety, EPA more helpful for mood and focus. And I write about this in my book, Healing ADD. It's just, it's not one thing. And that's why Ritalin actually has a bad reputation, because it actually can be life-saving for some of the types of ADD and just a disaster for other types. So knowing what type of ADD you have is good. And if you go to amenclinics.com, there's actually a free ADD type test for people to know what type they might have.
Well, to me, the tragedy is you get a diagnosis of attention deficit disorder. You get prescribed the same medication that everybody gets prescribed, and it makes it worse. And then now you think, well, you know, there's nothing for me to do. It didn't work, and so I've got to struggle on my own. And I just hope and pray that people won't settle for, if one medication didn't work or one supplement didn't work, you would try, because maybe you have a different type than
that. Yeah, you need to be persistent, right?
Yeah.
For your mental health.
You sure do. Let's go to, well, we got a break coming up here, but we'll take a call right after the break. You're listening to New Life Live, and two of my favorite folks here, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Daniel Amen, would love for you to get this book. I just think it could be one of the most interesting nonfiction reads of the summer. And it's pretty fascinating. I love the stories in there. But to really see, what can I do with this valuable lump of whatever it's made of? What can I do with it to make it the best for the longest time possible? We'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. We're glad you're listening to New Life Live.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of four devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry, with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And hold on, Jerry. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio. I want to talk with Larry here. Larry, we've got some great stuff coming up here in July. It's we're going to do intimacy in marriage. And it always surprises us, the transformation that occurs.
I love this workshop, because you're not just getting the husband, you're not just getting the wife, you're getting the couple and their whole marriage.
Right.
And a few little snippets from testimonies. We've been to 14 marriage workshops altogether. This workshop's unlike any other that we've been to. Another guy said, I praise God for using you in such a powerful way. We had a breakthrough on an issue that had damaged our marriage for 43 years.
There you go. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
That's wow. It.
Pretty much given up on my wife and my marriage, but I connected with my wife so much at the workshop, it's given us a new start.
Well, I want to throw this, I want to throw something out there, Larry. If you are relating to the story in your head about your spouse more than you're relating to your spouse, we can change everything for you. And when you surrender, we'll help you surrender the story, meet the person that's behind that story, and maybe the story has some pretty crummy stuff in it, but we'll help you get to understand the person underneath or behind it, and it will change everything for you. So can't recommend it more or enough. Come join us for intimacy in marriage. Anything else you want to add, Larry?
I just want to add that this is why we ask you folks listening on the radio right now or on podcast, this is why we ask you to support New Life. Because what happens through this ministry when people engage with New Life, whether it's radio or workshops or whatever, life is different.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
God does a work through this ministry. He gets the honor, the credit, the glory. But we are so grateful to do what we do, but we need your help. And as a recorded program, I believe we'll still be doing the match. So help us finish that up. Send a gift. It'll be doubled.
Yep. Well, I've never said it before, but I did want to say, as I always say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But what happens at the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop impacts generation after generation. Because you stay together, you're happy, and God is honored, and your marriage becomes what you always thought it could be. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're doing it in one day online.
Yep. All right, Jerry, Boston, Massachusetts, WEZE. How you doing there, buddy?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thought it was a man. Okay,
I have a big problem. I'm traumatized. I'm in a state of trauma right now because something very bad happened to me.
What happened?
The neighbors next door who are renting, I own my townhouse for 30 years, but the people next door have been renting for 3 years, and they've caused me some trouble, a lot of trouble, so that they have made it impossible for me to sleep in my home. And for the past 3 years, I've had to sleep in my back door neighbor's house. And
why is that?
In her spare bedroom.
Now,
when I came back to my house, because of COVID, I wanted to sleep at home, but they have been using microwave ovens and microwave ray gun at me. Just as recently, when I was sleeping in her home a few weeks ago, they fired the gun through. They just riddled her entire house with this microwave ray gun.
Okay.
And I was hit in the head two times. I felt the shock waves.
Mm.
And when they use the oven, when I'm in my home and they use the oven, I can feel whooshing sounds past my ears.
Okay.
And,
all right. So, Jerry.
Energy.
Jerry,
yes.
We get the picture here. I want to see what Dr. Amen has to say, and then we're going to give you some encouragement after that.
Yes, two questions.
Okay.
So number one, is the damage permanent? Can I recover? I don't know how much they used on me.
All right, and what's the second question?
And the second question is, what authorities do I go to report this? Because the police that I have contacted in the past for other things, they are not helpful, and I need to be taken seriously. I need to be helped.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's see what Dr. Amen has to say. Dr. Amen, what are your thoughts here?
So, Jerry, I don't think the damage is permanent. You know, a lot of my patients who have schizophrenia actually report exactly the same thing you do, that you believe other people are doing things to hurt you. And then the same thing happened to the embassy in Cuba, where it seemed like somebody was actually doing something using microwave technology. So there's two things to look at. Is this something your mind is making up? Because that's what the police are likely thinking, that this might be a symptom of schizophrenia. But moving and seeing if this follows you to see, is it really something your mind is making up, or is this really something that's going on? And the only way really to know about that is to move.
Yeah. And
Joe, what do you think? This is, you know, I've seen this a lot, and actually have a family member that went through that same experience.
Right. Well, real or imagined, it's quite frightening. Yeah. Jerry, and I hear, like you're saying, you feel traumatized, and I hear that. And so I think you do need people around you who can be grounding for you and who can help you determine what's real and not real so that you can have a sense of safety. I'm not familiar with the microwave ray guns, but most households do have microwaves. I do know some people are hypersensitive to you know, electricity and things like that. And so you do have to take those precautions. But I think the best thing, you know, for you to do is to have some people around you that can help you decipher and sort through, again, like Dr. Amon was saying, the real versus the unreal.
And let me just add this. You know, when I was in seminary, I worked at a psychiatric hospital for literally 4 years. And it's so amazing. Back then, when someone, this was in the 70s, when they were schizophrenic, we saw them come back, and it was very frustrating. Today, when a person is finally treated for this, it's pretty amazing how normal life can be with the right medication. I mean, they've come so far in what medication can do. So I just want to encourage you, Jerry. I know it's hard to trust that doctors have your best interest in mind, but let us try to help you find a therapist like Jill who can help you find a psychiatrist that you could trust. I think it could really help you a lot. All right, let's go to Laurel Rockfield, listening to WAVA here. Hi there. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And thank you for taking my call. This question is for Dr. Amon.
Yeah.
7 years ago, I was diagnosed with viral encephalitis, recovered from that. Then on December 25th of last year, I was diagnosed with viral meningitis, and it has a lot of side effects. So they put me on gabapentin at 300 milligrams three times a day, and I'm starting to get the very minor tremors. And I was wondering if Dr. Amon could recommend another medication or some supplements. I'm very holistic, so I'm up for that. I'm also experiencing the blurriness too, forgetfulness and sleeplessness. So it doesn't seem like it takes away the pain, but the symptomatology is bothering me. And if Dr.
Why are you
could
taking,
recommend, I
also, Laurel, I'm why sorry, are you taking gabapentin?
Because
why are they giving you?
Because I had the meningitis and the shingles and the pain in the eye, and the pain was excruciating. So they first, in the hospital, I was on antiviral medication for 18 days and also fentanyl, which I went off of, and Oxycontin. I had the doctor wean me off when I left the hospital. I didn't want to be on any of those kind of drugs. But the gabapentin will work most of the time for the neurological pain, I guess it is. But the symptoms now, especially now having problems writing, is really beginning to bother me, doctor. And I was wondering if there's something to relieve the pain without the symptomatology that I'm experiencing.
So I've actually seen many patients over the years with viral encephalitis and meningitis, and that can really do a number on your brain. But we've seen with the right treatment, it can be so much better. The pain is another issue, and if gabapentin doesn't work, pregabalin would be another option, or Lyrica. Also, really low dose of some antidepressants like amitriptyline can also be helpful for the pain, as can supplements like curcumin, SAMe, and omega-3 fatty acids.
We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're going to go to Sarah. She is calling all the way from Indiana. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
How can we help you today?
Very quick information, and then I'll ask my question. I have an adult niece. She's 28 years old, and she tells me she has recently, like within the past few weeks, been diagnosed with ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Although this is something she never had as a child or when she was younger. She did well in school, graduated from college, holds down a job fine. Anyway, my own theory is that I wonder if, you know, like most people her age nowadays, being on and looking at cell phones almost constantly, if that doesn't have some effect on a person's attention span. And I was wondering what the doctor thought about that.
All right. Great, great question.
Well, so many things to think about. Women who have ADD are often not diagnosed because mm-hmm. they're not the behavior problems that boys typically are when they're young. And if they're really bright and they really had ADD as a child, it's often not showing itself until they have children. And there's like too many things going on and it overwhelms them. So I've seen that scenario a lot. I think you're absolutely right that cell phones and the fast pace of our society is increasing the expression of ADD as well. But if she really didn't have any symptoms as a child, teachers weren't saying she was chatty, a half an hour of homework didn't take her an hour to do, then I often wonder, did she get in a car accident? Because having an undiagnosed concussion can actually look like you have ADD. So those would be the things I would think about for your niece.
Yeah, that would be a great path to go down. Do you know anything about car accidents or anything?
Yes, I do know. And no, she has not ever experienced like a physical trauma.
Yeah.
And like I said, she was a good student. She graduated from college, got a degree, and she's always managed to hold down a job. And it's just been, you know, recently that she has been diagnosed with this.
And what led her to be diagnosed? Why, if she's everything's going well, why was she diagnosed?
Well, she has actually, for a few years now, she's been seeing a therapist who had actually diagnosed her with bipolar, which, again, I've never been fully convinced that she's truly bipolar based on her lifelong history. I'm not saying that she doesn't have, maybe some depression or anxiety. But anyway, she has been being treated by this therapist,
okay,
for the past few years, and now she's noticing attention problems. And, I mean, I bring this up about the cell phone business because I have noticed myself, I mean, I'm twice her age, but I've noticed myself in the past several years of the digital world, you know, my attention span is not quite what it used
to
be, and I have to really work on that.
Okay, so here's the question, though. Outside of the therapist office and with whatever treatment she's getting, is she better or worse after getting help from the therapist she's going to?
Do you mean as far as the ADD goes, or
anything functioning mm-hmm. in life, keeping a job, enjoying life, and all that goes with it?
Well, you know, she says that she is better. Again, I personally, now I don't live with her, but I personally have never in her whole life, and I'm very close to her, I've never seen big problems as far as what would go along with bipolar. Again,
yeah.
She's always been able hold down a job. She's always had friends.
Yeah.
She's always performed very well.
Well, look, let me encourage you to just be supportive of what she's doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If it's working for her, she's functioning great and enjoying life, it would be better to support her than to get her to question everything, especially if it's going well. If it was different, then I'd take a different tactic here. But, you know, people that are courageous enough to get help, and I want to applaud that courage. I get mm-hmm. help. I want you to applaud me for that. And you know, it'd be horrible if I didn't.
We do.
But I really believe in people getting help, and it's so easy to second guess the professionals. So just
well,
be supportive.
And there is overlap of diagnostic categories. And so it sounds like she's exploring and trying to sort out what's going to, you know, make her life run the best. And so for her to maybe explore some of these avenues, and like Steve was saying, try the different treatments and see what does work, what helps and what doesn't. And that's part of the sorting out process.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Amon, we just have a...
Without looking at her brain.
Well, right. I knew that piece.
I mean, this is the discussion that goes, mm-hmm. you know, it's why they call psychiatry a soft science. So for me, I'd want to look at her brain to go, what am I actually
dealing with?
Because, you know, I ask people if they've had a head injury. 9 times out of 10, they go, no. And then I go, are you sure? Have you ever fallen out of a tree, off a fence, dove in? And you can't believe the number of people that'll tell you about significant concussions. And no one ever knew that the fall off the horse was actually driving the ADD bipolar discussion of the diagnosis.
Mm. All right. Well, got a couple of minutes left. Dr. Amon, encourage folks that are really struggling with, let's just say they're a bit overwhelmed with all that's going on in our world today and they're isolated from others. What's your encouragement to them?
You know, the day the pandemic started for me was March 10th. The new book had just come out and I was going to New York and the producer called me and said, don't come, we're closing the studio. And that night I wrote down, mental hygiene is just as important as washing your hands.
Mm.
We need to disinfect our thoughts, kill the ants. Mental discipline right now is so important to put the brain healthy habits in your life. Like every morning I start with, today is going to be a great day. And then my unconscious mind finds why it's going to be a great day, and I have a better day. And when I go to bed at night, I say a prayer, and then I just focus on what went well today. So you can actually train your brain to go in a helpful direction and turn off the news, because the news is not about the news. The news is about clicks and driving anxiety and fear, so you keep watching. Turn it off. You know, maybe find a site you trust 20 minutes a day. That's it. Otherwise, it will make things worse. And I hate the term social distancing. It's a bad term. You should be physically distancing, but being socially more connected than ever and sponsoring New Life is just a good way to do that because you're with a group of believers that are doing something purposeful, and whenever you do something purposeful, you're more likely to feel better and live longer.
Amen. Well, thank you, Dr. Amon. We love having you on. Thank you, Dr. Jill. Hey, Ephesians 5:21 says to submit yourselves one to another out of reverence for Christ. Maybe that means let's be sensitive to each other. Let's help each other. Let's submit our own agenda to the person we're living with. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, call us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.